disappear. Well, whisper in each other's ears. We'll share our hopes and dreams. Cheerleaders train.
If I had to pick a yearbook quote, it would be lonely in life, popular in death. See that girl flying up in the air? That's me, Darby Harper. My upbringing was pretty awesome at first.
She snaps.
That's my mom. I was following in her iconic cheer footsteps. Back then, I thought I knew who I was and who I wanted to be. Until everything came crashing down.
As they play in the ocean, a wave knocks Darby and her mom over. Darby struggles under the water.
My mom and I died on the same day.
People revive her on the beach.
And even though I technically came back from the other side, I was never the same.
At her mom's rainy funeral, she holds hands with her dad.
What was different about me? Are you sitting down for this?
A woman in curlers waves.
I see dead people. Everywhere.
A scuba diver appears.
And it turns out the dead, or deados as I like to call them, actually needed my help.
She writes during her birthday party.
So, that's when I turned my back on the living world and decided to start my little side hustle. Counseling local spirits.
She meets with deados in her bedroom.
Over time, I learned that not every person who dies stuck around.
She reads on the roof.
Only those who have some unfinished business.
She leaves a toy on a porch.
And this is where I come in. As a spiritual messenger of sorts. Making sure the deados don't get stuck in a world that no longer sees them.
A woman finds the toy.
With my assistance, these spirits were able to cross over. Which is pretty beautiful.
A man dissolves into glowing particles.
Word spread in the purgatory circuit and my after-school job took off. There's no pay, but if dead people's gratitude had monetary value, I'd be Jeff Bezos.
Darby smiles as clients dissolve into glowing dust, passing over. A title appears, Darby and the Dead. Now her dad drives her.
You'd think witnessing dead people say goodbye over and over again would be my biggest burden, but it is a distant second to the torturous realm where I am forced to spend my days. High school.
I can't believe you think this is a better education than homeschooling. I mean, look at them.
They pass students.
Honey, I have a hard time getting you to come out for dinner. I mean, how else can I get you to socialize?
She turns to us.
You make like 10 new dead friends a week. How much more social can I get?
I love you.
Love you too.
Try to have a good day.
Hey, isn't that Capri Donahue?
The fashionably dressed Capri struts by, accompanied by a posse of girls. She shoots a look at Darby.
Hey, I just don't get why you two stopped hanging out. You were joined at the hip. Man, maybe y'all should reconnect.
She glares at him.
Oh no, I lost my hard-earned smile.
She forces a quick smile and looks up at the school glumly. Inside, she walks down the hall wearing dark clothes and Converse high tops.
It truly amazes me that at the most formative time of their lives, a time that should be about self-discovery and finding what is individual and unique about themselves, they instead choose to homogenize in groups that give them the unhealthy acceptance they so deeply crave.
You're so lucky your mom let you. I mean, I was going under the knife for my deviated septum anyway, so we just thought that we'd get my boobs done at the same time.
Future Real Housewives.
And that's why I'd rather hang out with the unliving than the unwoke.
Fifth year seniors.
Whoa, sorry. Hey, dude. Before eruption of Mount McMuffin, dude.
Did I mention that I spent last Friday night discussing modern art with a woman who claimed to be Frida Kahlo's lover? Just saying.
Darby enters the science lab.
In the ecosystem of high school, I'm basically a hermit crab hiding under a reef, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
A gray-haired man waves.
That's my friend, Gary. He's a stayer. A stayer is a deado who...
Oh my God,
Capri enters.
Oh, she said fetch. Ew.
Your jacket is really cute, by the way.
Oh, thanks. It's amazing what I can do with a sewing machine and a little thread.
Capri Donahue. Head phony. Ever heard of someone described as having solid character?
Oh my God, the Sweet 17 promo video. I know. Oh, I'm living for it.
I know.
Well, Capri's is pure particle board.
I know. Good morning, Miss Lyman. You look like a breath of fresh air.
Kiss ass.
Oh, Darby. I forgot you went here.
A teen boy enters and embraces Capri.
Babe.
Jeez.
He lifts her.
I guess you can tell by that dramatic Bachelor Nation-style spin. That's Capri's boyfriend. James Harris was a band geek who had been completely invisible to Capri until...
James plays guitar on TV. Capri sits up, mesmerized.
Even though he didn't make it past the blind audition round, it was enough fame for Capri to turn her chair and set her thirsty hooks in him.
Good morning, newly minted junior class. Welcome to biology lab. Before you get too comfortable, I've paired you up with your lab partner alphabetically by last name. Go ahead and take a seat with that person.
I don't even have to look at the list. Ever since first grade, it's always...
Harper.
Harris.
Miss Lyman, I need to be partnered with James because I'm trained to assist him with his learning disability. He has dyslexia.
No, he doesn't.
I'm sure James will manage on his own, Capri.
Capri knows I'm the one person she can't get to like her. I'm the one girl in school who doesn't want to be her. The one person who can see through her bullshit.
Capri jerks her head, signaling for Darby to move. Darby stays put and Capri sits on the edge of the table.
Hi, baby.
Babe, I'm at a different table. I'm not going off to war.
Oh my God, don't even say that.
All right, let's get started.
Excuse me, Miss Lyman? There's an ass on my desk?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a fresh blowout. I didn't even see anyone was sitting here. Freak show.
She struts away.
I'm sorry, she can be a little extra sometimes.
Extra psychotic.
Like your chucks.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
James is a good guy. He was actually my first crush back in sixth grade. Before I realized that romantic relationships are just a social construct people created to avoid the fact that we're all helplessly alone in this world.
Darby plays chess with Gary.
I got you this time. I do.
Boom. Nah. Bishop to e4.
Sitting on bleachers, she moves his piece for him.
Oh, crap. That's...
That would be checkmate. And that would also be $2 more you owe me, kid.
Come on, you don't even use money.
I know, but I love to leave it in Linda's purse. She gets a big boost when she finds it. Treat herself to some fancy coffee drink.
All right, that is pretty friggin' adorable.
Ah, come on, pay up.
I really wish you took Venmo.
I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. I'll try.
A coach watches Darby as she sits alone on the bleachers. In the cafeteria, cliques of kids congregate. As Darby buys a coffee, a teen boy approaches.
Hey, hi. You're the girl from the bleachers, right?
I don't talk to clients here. Come by my office Friday night, okay? That's where I work.
You work?
She collides with him.
Oh, shit.
Are you okay? I mean, you look like you've just seen a ghost.
The opposite, actually. I thought you were... Never mind. I haven't seen you before.
Great! You two found each other. Alex is new, and he's gonna need...
Oh, God, please, no.
A junior study buddy to show him the ropes. Mm-hmm. He just transferred in from Montessori school, so all this is pretty foreign to him.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I'm the best person to do that.
Sure you are. You're an honors student, and you both seem like such...
He's thinking weirdos.
Abstract thinkers. Mm-hmm. Extracurricular activities meet and greet starts in 10 minutes. Walk Alex through it. Help him acclimatize.
That guy. Yep.
Darby leads Alex to the gym. A banner reads, Smiley's Donuts.
So, do you have any burning questions that Frederick Douglass High can answer in the next 2 minutes?
That for starters?
Oh, yeah, the superintendent passed a bill allowing corporate sponsorship of cafeterias so that schools could save on the cost of lunches.
Jeez. My old school didn't have this type of structure. You know, the bell telling you when and where to go, having to raise your hand to get permission to take a leak.
Public school is only a few rules away from the Marines.
That's funny.
So, why'd you leave Montessori?
I had a bit of a rough patch last year. You know, some issues, so...
Feel your pain, junior class buddy.
So, who do you hang with?
I don't.
Oh, the lone wolf. You said something earlier about your work?
Oh, no. It was nothing. I thought you were someone else. I do some social work on Friday nights.
Social work?
When in doubt, the truth gets people to bug off every time.
Yeah, it's for dead people. I'll help them pass on to the next realm.
That's really cool. I'm actually into psychic mediums, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
That backfired.
So, are you in any of these clubs?
Maybe in another lifetime.
At my old school, I had a Stephen King book club.
Oh.
But, you know, if I'm forced to be here, which I am, I've decided. I want the most public school experience ever known to man.
Wow, you're quite the glass half full guy.
I mean, if you don't embrace the absurdities in life, right? It's unlivable. Oh, prom. I've seen that in the movies.
I gotta run.
Oh, okay. I'd love to talk to you more about the paranormal stuff.
Lone wolf, Alex. Lone being the key adjective
right.
There. See ya. Oh!
Darby waves him off.
That's not good.
All right, listen up, people. We got a few cheerleaders here who want to do a special presentation just for you.
And action.
Let's go.
Hi, Cougars. I'm Cappy Donahue, and this is Taylor. Taylor, Bree, Piper, and Todd. And we're here to tell all the gym classes about cheer tryouts next week. Here's a little skit we prepared. Hope you enjoy. Hi, are you new here?
Yes, I'm a freshman, and I've always dreamed of being a cheerleader, but I'm so intimidated by it. Isn't it just for shallow, hot girls?
I'm so glad you asked, and the answer is, that's offensive. Cheerleaders aren't just pretty people who are happy all the time. We face the same challenges, just like you.
Really? Even you, the head cheerleader?
Yes, even me. Yeah. But cheer allows us to be the change that we want to see.
We support female empowerment, just like Beyonce.
When one of us falls, the sisterhood is there to catch us.
Next week, I'll be there.
Piper, at the end.
But cheer keeps the world moving.
Because when something gets us down,
cheer
lifts us back up.
From the audience, Darby rolls her eyes. The cheerleaders perform a routine.
Let's hear it, Cougar.
Try out next week. Show us what you can do.
Try out next week. Now, Piper.
Now what?
Next week, I'll be there.
Oh, shit.
Woo! Woo!
Later in the locker room.
My dad said I can only invite 50 people, but I was like, come on.
The DJ tent holds at least 100.
Darby passes wrapped in a towel.
Ugh! Can we get a corporate sponsor from the electric company or something? It's ridiculous.
Capri straightens her dark hair as Darby approaches.
Give me my clothes.
Why would I take your clothes? I'm not planning on attending a funeral.
I have no problem walking up to Principal Morgan's office in my towel to discuss his zero-tolerance bullying policy.
Oh my God, you're totally gaslighting me right now. You're the one who bullied me in front of the entire class this morning. You called me an ass.
Technically, I called your actual ass an ass. Maybe you'll understand that more when we get to the anatomy section of BioLab.
Capri glares at her posse and they quickly turn away. She rolls her eyes and throws Darby's clothes at her.
It was just a joke. I need to go crying to the principal freak show.
She falls into water on the floor.
Capri.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I slipped.
Her hair straightener hits the water and the cord sparks. The girls watch in horror.
Miss Harper, thank you so much for giving us your statement. We'll be in touch if we have any follow-up questions. Miss Harper?
Yes. Okay.
Police stand by the suited principal.
All right, ladies. Go home, get some rest. Remember, we have grief counselors available. Seeing a dead person is a very traumatic experience, which none of us are equipped for.
The others stare at Darby as she tries to play it off. The questioning officer makes a note. At home, Darby's dad walks across the roof of their house with a coffee mug and sits down next to Darby.
Hey.
Hey.
She was a beauty.
He hands her the mug, which has a photo of Darby and her mom on it.
I know you don't like talking about your mom. And I'm not trying to push you. You know, Capri's death is probably a trigger. Right?
No.
No, really, I'm fine.
Honey.
I'm just tired. So, but thank you.
She gives him a quick hug. He watches her walk away over the roof.
I love you.
Love you.
Later, Darby sleeps restlessly. In her dream, she steps out from behind a tree in a cemetery. Her eyes widen as she spots her mother up ahead. Her mom turns and walks away, and Darby runs after her. She catches up and her mom turns, becoming Capri.
Wake up, bitch.
Wake up!
She wakes up.
Oh, God damn it.
Capri stands by her bed.
So it's true. You can see me.
How did you even...
Remember groundskeeper Gary? Yeah, he told me all about your little... ability. Bring me back. Darby! Bring me back. Now.
Capri, I can't bring you back. I can only help you move on.
Move on? No. Cheer tryouts are next week. My sweet 17 is coming up in a month. I've planned it the whole year. It costs more than my sister's wedding.
Denial. It's the hardest stage. Listen, I'm really sorry you died. I truly am, but you are dead, and neither I nor anyone else can bring you back.
Seething, Capri trembles. Darby takes a step back. A glass on the dresser shatters.
Holy crap! Did I do that? Am I coming back to life?
No, dude, you're a form of energy. So with intense focus and practice, or I guess just pure unfiltered teenage rage, deados can manipulate things in the real world.
Deados?
Yeah, that's what I call your kind, the in-betweeners like you.
Okay, but what about, Gary? I mean, he died our freshman year, right?
Yeah, he's a stayer. It means he chooses to be here. He's waiting for his wife to die so they can pass on together.
Okay, cute. Then I will be a stayer, too. Yeah, I don't want to go some creepy afterlife. No, thank you.
No. Capri, this is not where you're meant to be, so it'll be very difficult for you to be at peace here. Especially you, feeling like you're missing out on all that stupid shit you think is so important.
Oh, it might be stupid shit to you, freak show, but this is the best year of my life. Everyone thinks senior year is peak, but no. Seniors have one foot out the door to college. I am at the epicenter of the ultimate high school experience. I'm not going anywhere.
Capri stares at a mirror.
You literally will never be able to see yourself again. You're dead. So is all that shit you care about. Cheer championships, homecoming, your birthday. You can't experience it anymore.
Capri turns away, sighing and crossing her arms.
I'm sorry. Look, I can deliver whatever message you want to whomever. But once you make the decision to move on, you move on. Look, you can stay here tonight if you're freaked out. But I'm going to sleep because, well, I'm alive and I have another day of living hell tomorrow.
Capri gazes off.
I'm sorry you died.
Darby watches the morning news.
I'm Catlin Kelly reporting live from Frederick Douglass High School, where yesterday students witnessed the shocking and tragic death of their popular classmate, head cheerleader Capricorn Donahue.
Oh, I'm on TV and I can't even enjoy it.
Grieving students have been visiting this memorial for the beloved cheerleader. Could you tell us a little about what made Capri so special?
She was an amazing person and such a great friend, and I'm just gonna miss her so much.
I've literally never seen her before in my life.
Capri was planning a big sweet 17th birthday for next month. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, she was so excited about the party. She put everything she had into planning it.
Capri tries to hug them and falls through them.
Is there anything else you would like our viewers to know about Capri?
Just that she was the glue that bonded together our sisterhood. She was actually a Scorpio.
Also, follow us on Instagram.
Bree's username appears.
A young spark of life gone in a flash. A cheer heard no more.
Are you sure you want to do this? Maybe you should stay at home.
She glances at him.
Nah, I was just putting off the inevitable.
That's the photo you brought to my shrine? Taylor!
You look adorable and my eyes are literally closed!
The picture smashes on the ground. The cheerleaders stare. Capri spots one of her invitations among the tributes. Join us for Capri Donahue's party to end all parties. Later, she mopes on the bleachers as Bree, Taylor, Todd, and Piper finish practice.
That practice killed me. Capri would have been so proud.
Nationals, here we come!
Capri sighs. Darby walks down a hall, passing chatting students.
I just can't believe that she's gone. I had my nose modeled after hers.
I heard she shot 50 feet in the air and her pants flew off.
Do you think James Harris will rejoin Jazz Band now?
Dead Cheerleader's a killer name for a band.
Alive Capri Donahue was an it girl. But dead Capri Donahue? Oh, she's a legend, honey.
Outside.
Hey, issues. Hey, Darby, my buddy Mel.
Hi.
He passed last night. Heart attack.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Know, so if you don't mind, he's going to sit and watch our lunchtime chess games until you can help him move on.
Yeah, sure.
My wife, Deb, she passed 17 years ago, and, you know, that's a long time. I mean, I was in a lot better shape then, right? What if she's not attracted to me anymore?
Well, I like to think that when you pass on, you pass as your optimal self. And I'm pretty sure that has nothing to do with your superficial exterior.
Oh, my optimal self?
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, well, we'll talk soon.
A to B, Darby. Thank you.
She is good.
I told you.
Oh, no.
Inside at her locker, Darby spots a dark-haired girl.
Oh, thank God.
It's not Capri. Alex appears beside her.
Hola!
Oh God, you just scared the shit out of me.
Sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. It's just someone I'm trying to avoid.
Oh, that little stalker?
Potentially.
Oh, you're serious? Oh, my bad. Okay. Want to talk about it?
Well, the frustrating thing is I don't think anyone would understand.
I get that. Don't have to explain anything to me. I'm just making sure you're okay.
Thanks.
They walk down the hall.
So, what's up?
So you were there with the cheerleader yesterday? That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
She spots Capri.
Oh, sorry, Alex. Too much caffeine. Sorry, I gotta go, but Alex, thanks for the... Just thanks.
I need to talk to you.
Okay.
I don't work at school, Capri.
What do you mean, work? I'm not asking you to do my taxes.
Capri follows as Darby ducks into the locker room, looking around.
Okay, what do you want?
I have decided that I do, in fact, want to move on. It's incredibly boring being here and being invisible. Also, apparently I'm stuck in this outfit. If I knew I was going to die, I would want way more accessories.
Smart decision. Come see me Friday night.
Whoa! I haven't told you when I want to move on.
Okay, I don't have time for this.
It'll be next month, after my sweet 17.
No, just go to your funeral. Yeah, everyone will be crying and talking about how awesome you were. You'll love it.
Ew, no. I hate funerals. They're mad depressing. I want the party, which is where you come in. You're going to make sure the party still happens.
I think that curling iron incident fried your last remaining brain cell.
Darby walks right through her and out the door. Capri's jaw drops and she suddenly smiles.
Game on.
In the hall.
Ideally, you'll do this voluntarily, but I've been practicing the whole manipulation of objects thing all morning, so I can make life very weird for you if it comes down to it.
Psycho.
Darby escapes into the science lab.
Sorry I'm late.
That's okay, Darby. As I was saying, James will not be in today, for obvious reasons. Bree, Taylor, Piper, my condolences. I know you girls were very close.
She really would have wanted us to be here today. To remember her with everyone else.
That's true.
I mean, they're no good to me crying in private.
All right, let's get started. If you uncover the tray in front of you, you'll find today's project.
Oh, a dead
nice.
Frog.
Ooh.
I'm reporting this to PETA.
I'm sorry, buddy. Darby, I wanted to see if you wouldn't mind dropping off James's lab homework for him until he's back.
Oh, I don't really think that'd be appropriate.
What? Say yes!
Yes, of course. Oh, my God. Capri's Sweet 17 promo video has over, like, 200,000 views.
Really? Yeah.
They played it on the news. It's so tragic that it's canceled.
Darby! Don't ignore me. Hey! I'm serious!
Capri points her fingers at the frog in Darby's tray, and it moves.
What are you doing? Stop.
Help me
to get the party back on.
No.
The frog moves again.
Stop it! Darby, is everything okay?
Yes, fine.
Capri whips the frog across the room, hitting Taylor.
Oh my god!
What the? I'm sorry, my hand slipped.
Haven't you done enough?
Excuse me, I don't feel well.
My conscious. Okay, class. Carry on.
Capri raises a brow with a satisfied smirk. Now she appears behind Darby in the bathroom.
What the hell are you doing to me?
Just say you'll help me.
No.
Capri thrusts out her chin.
No!
Darby slides back. Concentrating, Capri shoves Darby toward a stall.
I just really have to pee.
A girl nods curtly and leaves. Capri drives Darby toward the toilet.
What do you... No!
It's just till the party's back on.
No way in hell!
Darby braces against the walls as Capri uses her powers to force her toward the toilet.
Stop!
Capri smiles, cut to black. At home in her bedroom.
A public toilet? I could have contracted any number of deadly diseases. This is criminal bullying.
I think it's criminally good haunting.
Fine. You know what? Have at it. I'll just keep ignoring you until I'm committed to a psych ward.
Or you could help me and be free in a month. All I want is to go to this party. To see my friends having fun and to dance next to James one last time. And then I'll move on. I promise.
In what worldly dimension do you think I can throw your dream party? Me, the girl you call freak show.
In a world where I make you popular enough to do it.
Flashback, Capri struts with her posse.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Being popular is an illusion, like a magic trick or cryptocurrency. You just have to believe in it. And then they will too. First, you'll need to get close to Taylor and Bree so you can convince them to throw the party in my honor.
Yeah, that sounds attainable since they hate me with the passion of a thousand suns.
Excuse me? You won't be able to avoid them once you join cheer.
Never.
Capri spots a childhood photo.
Aw, look at his little nuggets in our cheesy matching uniforms.
Hey, get out of there.
I forgot we were even friends that summer. Then you were all weird when we got back to school.
Oh, sorry. I was just going through a little thing called my mom died.
Capri's expression softens.
Your mom was so boss.
She looks at a photo of Darby's mom as a young cheerleader.
Top of the pyramid at the 93 Nationals. Did she come to you too after she died?
Get out!
Okay! Touchy subject. But don't you think that she'd want you to be like she was in that picture? Happy, smiling... Do you even have teeth?
You're really blowing your pitch, Capri.
Well, I just don't understand why you wouldn't want to be at the very least normal.
Well, I'm not normal. I spent my childhood being a travel agent for dead people.
Okay, and we all have baggage.
Yeah, like getting zits and wondering if anyone will ask you to prom. Deep.
You're the most judgmental and self-righteous person I've ever met.
What? No, I'm not.
Okay, then prove it. If you really don't care what people think about you, then what does it matter if you hang out with the popular crew for a month or less, even?
So as soon as the party is back on, do you promise to leave? Do I have your word you'll leave after the party?
Okay, yes, I promise. Cross my heart and hope to die. Again.
Okay, fine.
Yes! The first order of business is a full head-to-toe glow-up.
Hey. Oh, that's a lot of black, Darbs.
No.
She looks at clothes.
I burned that.
Darby tries to walk with a book on her head.
What's all this stuff?
My mom's old clothes from the 90s.
Petro! I dig it!
Darby sews. Capri levitates an eyeliner.
Stay still.
Darby grabs it out of the air and applies it herself. Later, with her hair fluffed out, she wears makeup, a faux fur jacket, and a short skirt.
Congratulations. You actually look kind of hot. You need to post a selfie.
To what?
What are you, an alien?
or Amish or something?
I found out to be popular.
Here.
You need to post a lot of selfies.
Hold it. Find your angles. You've never taken my angles. I'm a big
deal. Some selfies should be silly. And you should test out every filter until your eyes lose all perspective and you pick one where it looks like you have jaundice.
She awkwardly mimics Capri's poses.
Using too many emojis comes off as desperate and thirsty. But three carefully curated emojis radiates sophistication and class. Eggplants, penises. Kitty cats, vaginas. And a peach is a butt.
Well, that certainly changes the meaning of that text I sent my grandma this morning.
Just keep the caption simple.
2 hours and 88 photos later, I had 6 usable selfies posted to my feed.
If you don't embarrass yourself on Instagram, maybe I'll train you on TikTok.
She dances.
Don't do that.
They ride a bike.
I can imagine James trying to block the party, thinking the girls are only doing it for followers. So you'll have to get him on board, okay?
I'll try.
Here it is. Oh, the Treehouse of Love. That was our favorite makeout spot.
Barf.
His mom waters flowers.
Oh, Mrs. Harris? Hi, it's Darby. I brought James's homework.
I'll go right on up. He hasn't left his room all day.
Inside. He plays guitar.
And darling, it's you and me. Into a gray note. Just say you won't let go.
Capri watches wistfully.
Darby?
Jamesy.
Hi, Jamesy. I mean, James. I brought your homework.
You look different.
Yeah, my cousin just started cosmetology school and needed a guinea pig.
Nice. Natural liar. I love you.
Sorry, it's such a mess in here. Oh,
no worries.
He listens to oldies. Isn't it adorable?
I'm really sorry about Capri. I know she loved you a lot.
Didn't you hate each other?
Love, hate. We were close when we were younger. And we still talk sometimes. Talked sometimes.
Oh. I didn't realize that.
Capri tries to play with his hair.
So weird. Like, I know she's gone, but it still feels like she's here with me. She was the most kind, selfless person I've ever met.
Really? I mean, really. Yeah. I totally get that.
And when I didn't make it past the blinds on The Voice, I felt like such a loser. But when I came back to school, Capri helped me realize that failures are just life's way of making you stronger.
It's true. I was so supportive.
Sorry. I'm rambling.
No, it's okay, really. I get it. My mom died when I was 7.
Yeah, I remember. Can't even imagine how hard that's gotta be.
Yeah, it's just so disorienting, like, one day your whole world is flipped upside down and it feels like you're on Mars or something and you don't know how to feel normal again.
Yeah. That's totally how it feels.
I should go.
Well, look, thank you for bringing that over. It was nice to actually talk to someone.
Darby smiles softly. At home at night, she meets her Friday clients.
Death has a funny way of teaching you what's most important. Like finally making that apology, encouraging your child to embrace who they are, and the one that always gets me, that final I love you. The Dedos never ask for anything petty or superficial. Until now.
Now dressed, she sneaks through the kitchen.
Whoa! Good morning, sweetheart.
Morning. Don't make it a thing, okay? It's just a temporary experiment for social studies.
It's just...
What?
You look like your mom.
At school, students watch her as she walks down some stairs in a cropped jacket, short skirt, and argyle knee socks.
Hey, this is weird. What is happening?
Who is that? I want her butt.
Damn, smoke show, you got steez.
Who is that? Is that Darby? What is everyone looking at?
You dummy. Shoulders back, head up, walk.
Capri struts.
He's a new kid.
Outside.
Oh, that's head to toe vintage. Who's that girl?
I don't know, but she's serving 90s realness and I'm so here for it.
Don't scowl, smile a little. They like you. Let them in. Okay, don't smile. Try pouty.
cute, pouty.
Students check her out in the cafeteria.
Super fresh.
She spots Alex sitting alone reading. As she heads over, the cheerleaders eye her outfit.
Is she wearing a couch cover?
Hey.
Darby, you look different. I mean, a good different. I mean, you always look great. You want to have a seat?
Yeah.
No. Darby, no. Absolutely not.
Darby tries to move the chair Capri is controlling. People stare.
No.
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 You know, I'll just stand. Yeah, better for digestion.
Hey, new girl. You want to come eat lunch with us?
That's Todd. He's the cutest guy in the cheer squad. You should definitely sit with us.
No.
Oh. No what?
No, I forgot that I have something to get from my locker. No time for lunch.
She scurries away.
Darby. Hey, Darby.
What
are you doing? Go sit at Todd's table. Don't be such a weirdo.
Well, I am a weirdo. I mean, my anonymity was my only means of survival in this place. I'm done.
No, we have a deal.
Oh, right, your brilliant plan.
Darby strides over to Taylor, Bree, and Piper's table.
Hey.
What are you doing?
You want to know what I was thinking? Even though you hate me, I could sit at your table at lunch, join cheer, and we could all become besties.
Capri closes her eyes.
Have you gone fully mental?
What? You don't want to be my friend just because I got a new haircut and some lip gloss?
Alex watches.
Oh, my God. There, I tried.
Your new style is hideous.
You wouldn't know real fashion if it bit you on the tit.
I thought it was cool.
I like her socks.
Guys. What the hell was that back there? You have zero chill. You need to get your shit together.
I'm crawling back into my hermit shell tomorrow.
Oh, why are you such a defeatist?
She plays chess.
Oh, Darby, what are you doing? You just left your king wide open.
Defeatist is right. This is like watching the Queen's Gambit, except she sucks.
Bird.
Hey, Darby girl, why don't you just do the cheer thing? You know you want to. It'll be good. You'll meet new friends, ones with pulses.
Yeah, and if you follow my plan, then you'll earn their respect organically.
Gary and Mel watch them face off.
And if I refuse?
Capri hurls a frog into her face.
Oh, my! Bitch, was that a frog? What the hell?
I've been saving him since science class. I am not giving up on my party, Darby. There's more where that came from.
Damn it! Fine. But this is a hostage situation, and that is on your karma report card, not mine.
Cheer tryouts are less than a week away. We're training every day during lunch and after school. Hey! Your days of chess and donuts, over.
Donuts. I will miss them.
Darby walks off. Gary pats the crestfallen Mel. Later, Capri yawns as Darby does sit-ups.
Four. You gonna do anything?
Excuse me? Hey! Nine.
They do a routine.
Three. Five. Seven. Again. Everything okay?
Yeah, just need a sec to focus.
On a beach.
I haven't done this since, you know, since my mom.
With a determined look, Darby does a cartwheel, back handsprings, and backflip and lands on her backside. She slaps the sand. Capri shakes her head with raised eyebrows. Capri does a series of graceful back handsprings. Darby's glare turns into a respectful smile. As she drops off his homework, James gazes at her, smiling. At home, her dad tosses her a banana. They high-five and make smoothies. At school, she back handsprings next to Capri with the sun low in the sky behind them. Now she waves at Alex in the hallway. Gary, Mel, and Capri watch excitedly from the bleachers as Darby completes a complex tumbling routine. Practicing on the beach, Darby's feet land in the water. She stumbles, flashing back to the waves overtaking her mom. Later, Capri sits down next to Darby on the sand, facing the water.
What's up? Did you hurt your ankle?
It's fine. It's nothing. I don't like the beach.
You're gonna kill it at tryouts tomorrow. You're the best tumbler I've ever seen, and I've been to nationals twice. Why'd you quit when we were younger?
You're honestly a natural, just like she was.
I don't want to talk about my mother.
Why? You know, I used to wish I had your mom instead of mine. At least your mom waited till she was dead to ignore you.
Sometimes I think she might have stayed. But if she did, then why? Forget it.
If she had stayed, then why what?
I don't want to talk about my mom, okay?
Do you want to scream about her instead?
What?
I said, do you want to scream about her?
Cut it out.
No. I think you'll feel a lot better if you just scream a little bit. Ah!
Stop.
Come on!
Stop.
Are we going to make the team tomorrow, Darby Harper?
Yes.
I said, are we going to make the team tomorrow?
Yes! Yes, okay?
Yes!
Yes!
Okay! That's what I'm talking about!
Darby jumps to her feet.
Yes, the team!
Later in the gym.
All right, for those of you who don't know who I am Coach Paula.
You gotta be kidding me.
And we have some very exciting news. So without further ado, he's your mascot and mine, Douglas the Donut!
Look at this guy!
Come on,
the Smiley's blue donut mascot dances in. Darby claps and Capri watches with a half smile.
Time to rumble, time to go nuts. Time to cheer for the fight to go nuts.
Darby does jumping jacks warming up. Groups practice cheers, lifts, and flips. Taylor, Piper, Todd, and Bree watch a girl do a tumbling pass. They make notes.
Show me your moneymaker, Darbs.
Capri steps back as Darby closes her eyes, gathering herself. In slow motion, Darby performs a double back handspring and finishes with a twisting backflip. Capri gloats. Taylor and Bree stare with open mouths and wide eyes. Todd shakes his head, impressed. Coach Paula applauds. Later.
You slayed that shit. I'm so proud of you. How does it feel?
Darby glances at her and turns to us.
I actually forgot how empowering it feels. It's such a high. I feel like I have lockjaw from forcing a smile for an hour.
Great job out there.
Alex smiles from the mascot costume.
No way.
You know the donut?
Yeah, I never would have thought cheering was your thing. You're full of surprises.
I'm full of surprises. I mean, you weren't kidding when you said you were going to find the most ridiculous activity.
Well, it counts as a gym class credit. I get a free dozen donuts every game. And, come on, the outfit is sexy as hell.
No. You cannot be friends with the donut. This is social suicide.
Update on your stalker situation?
It's ongoing.
Ooh, sorry to hear that.
Step away from the donut.
I'll talk to you later, okay, Alex?
Okay.
Man, that new Jira girl's just sick on the mat and cute.
She's not new. That's Darby Harper, and she's like a witch or something. Yeah, she basically killed Capri.
Thank you for your patience. If I call out your name, welcome to the Fighting Donuts cheer team. You made it.
Yes, I knew you could do it. God, I haven't felt this alive since I was alive.
At the lockers.
Darby Harper, is that smile on your face?
Congrats on making the team, Darbs. See you on the field.
Say thanks, weirdo.
Thanks, weirdo. You.
Capri winces.
How's he know I made the team?
Probably posted it to IG. Check.
Darby checks her phone.
Okay, look at you with 756 followers. Congrats, you're actually becoming a real person. Now, repost it to your story and, humble brag. Pretend like you don't actually care.
I don't really care.
Perfect. God, you're so good at that.
Later in her bedroom.
I actually did care. I'd finally started making it in the living world. But it turns out there are a lot of rules to being popular. Don't brag, only humble brag. It's okay to be moody, but never sad. Sad is cringe. Don't try too hard. Be woke, but not a woke fisher. Don't be thirsty. Do listen. Do smile. Speak clearly.
Be competitive.
Don't
be
aware.
Don't
worry. Not dress to impress. Don't overgram. I prefer the dettos any day. Sure, they're dead, but at least they don't play games.
She plays chess with one. At school, Darby wears her cheer uniform.
The admiration and envy hang so heavily in the air, even a dead girl can smell its sweet musk.
Hey, Darby!
She starts away.
But I have chess with Gary.
Mm-mm, not today, you don't.
Capri points at Todd's lunch table.
Sit.
Darby hesitantly takes a seat.
Unbelievable. Yeah, cool.
Say hi. Jesus Christ, I feel like a ventriloquist.
Hi.
Hey, Todd.
He catches a football.
Darby, you lit that man on fire. Seriously, welcome to the team.
Thanks.
Hey, Darby. Looking good.
Oh, thanks. Aw, look at you all flush with endorphins. This is probably the first time you've experienced something called popularity, huh? Own it, girl. Also, smile. Yeah, you have spinach in your teeth.
What?
Phase one of my plan is complete. You've joined the team and gained influence. Now on to phase two.
Bree, Piper, and Taylor enter the cafeteria and strike a pose.
That's phase two.
In the locker room, Taylor rummages through her bag.
I swore I had a tampon in here.
She did. I put it in your locker.
Taylor eyes Piper.
Oh, white jeans. Do you have anything?
Still trans.
Go on, this is your cue. Oh my God.
Darby takes the tampon from her locker and saunters over with exaggerated casualness.
Here, Taylor.
Thanks. Retreat. Retreat!
Act natural.
Come on.
Darby stumbles into her locker and strikes a nonchalant pose. Taylor eyes her.
So I guess we have to practice the stunt. You can come over tomorrow after school.
Yeah, sounds good.
She leaves and Bree rises.
I will see you then, I guess.
She rushes out. Piper looks up from her phone to see they're gone. She looks at Darby awkwardly and hurries after them. The next day, Darby bikes to Taylor's luxurious mansion with Capri on the back of her bike. On the lushly manicured grounds, the cheerleaders practice a routine with Darby in the center position. They lift her in the air and form a pyramid, boosting Darby to the top. She flips down to the ground, smiling, and they finish with a dramatic flourish. They jump around, high-fiving. Piper leaves a fifth girl hanging. Bree steps in. In Taylor's bedroom, Piper frisks Darby.
Why the sudden desire to join cheer, Darby Harper?
Whoa, what's happening?
She thinks you're an undercover narc.
Like 21 Jump Street.
She's clean.
Nice. Say something. Something good.
Well, honestly, you guys, that recruitment skit that you guys did in gym class really spoke to me.
I read that. After I said, let's write a script.
And I just thought, wow. I mean, I wish I had such cool friends.
Yeah, we're definitely an upgrade from that weird donut kid.
Yeah, are you dating the donut?
Squash that, now.
No, I don't really know him.
Oh, I wonder how James is doing.
Bitch, I will drown you in a toilet bowl if you think for one second about dating Jamesy.
I think he's coming back to school soon.
It's gonna be so sad seeing him without Capri. I still can't believe that she's gone.
Here's your in.
Well, isn't Capri's birthday coming up? Do you guys have... anything special planned for it?
Well, she had this big Coachella-themed party planned.
Yes, Bree, keep going.
Canceled, obviously. Well, you know, it would be so cool.
Okay, easy. Don't force it.
Actually, you know what? Never mind. It's none of my business. I wasn't friends with her. I'm gonna go.
Wait, what were you gonna say?
Well, wouldn't it be great if you guys did something to celebrate her and remember all of her amazing qualities, like...
being named after Pants.
Right. But, you know, there were so many things about Capri, right? Like, I mean, she was, pretty and...
Oh, bossy. Yeah, she's bossy.
Well, anyway, wouldn't it be cool if you guys threw Capri's Sweet 17 party in her honor?
A birthday party for our dead best friend? That seems kind of inappropriate.
Bad form.
Yeah, super weird.
Followers. Instagram followers.
Well, what if it was to support accidental electrocution awareness?
What?
What?
Huh? I mean, I'm sure it'd make the news and draw national attention.
Genius.
Hashtag Capri Sweet 17. A celebration of her life thrown by her three best friends? Yeah, this can make you guys legit influencers. Influencers for accidental electrocution awareness, of course.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Electrical.
Capri knocks Darby into Piper.
Jelly legs. Need a banana.
I'm gonna stretch.
Capri mouths oops as they leave. Back in Darby's bedroom, Capri sinks onto the couch.
We did it. Ugh. Honestly, I think the party will be even more iconic now that I'm dead.
Ooh, you know, we should do something special at midnight to symbolize you passing on.
Ooh, like releasing a white dove or something? Oh. That's fresh.
Yeah, that's cool. I actually haven't done that for anyone yet.
You know, I used to think you were such a stuck-up bitch, but you're actually kind of cool.
You thought I was a stuck-up bitch.
Oh, please. You acted like you were so edgy and cool and everyone else was basic and below you or something.
What?
Of course, that was before I knew you were dealing with all this dead people shit. Must be very isolating for you.
Capri Donahue, did you just express empathy for another person?
Well, I didn't really think about it before he died, but being popular can be isolating too.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
No. Imagine, everyone has these high expectations of you, and you don't want to disappoint them, so you just keep all your imperfections bottled up inside.
You have imperfections.
Well, not my looks or personality in general, but my mom used to say that I wasn't smart and that I'd only ever get by on my looks. I've never told anyone that.
Capri, I think you're smart. Like, maybe even dangerously so. I just don't think your looks are anything to write home about.
Darby opens her social media app.
How are the numbers on the bikini selfie? Did you Photoshop this?
No.
I can teach you how to FaceTune, well, okay? It's fine.
She reads comments.
Ooh, Slay Queen, you are the hottest girl to ever walk the halls of FDHS.
Capri's smile falters. At a nighttime football game, a Cougar player is tackled. The teams leave the field. The band starts to play as the cheerleaders stream out. Capri claps and cheers in the stands. The cheerleaders high-five and take their positions. With Piper at the front, Taylor and Bree are lifted into the air, followed by Darby in the center. She's tossed up, does a backflip, and lands in the arms of her catchers. Tumblers cartwheel past as the three are boosted to a standing position on their bases' hands. They snap and spin downward. Bree winks. Piper leads the squad, dropping her wide smile the moment she's done. Darby scissor kicks into a barrel roll far above their heads. From atop the pyramid, Darby does a backflip and other cheerleaders catch her. They beam at the cheering crowd.
Darby! Darby! Darby!
Darby smiles. Later at school, Darby and Taylor lead the squad as they saunter down the school hallway through a throng of admirers. A young man breakdances in the hallway.
I'm accepted, admired, maybe even adored. People who couldn't pick me out of a lineup a month ago now comment with things like
fire emoji,
crown emoji,
and
dying, heart eye emoji,
and even
eggplant emoji, water spray emoji.
Any press is good press. Every like, every comment, every regram is a rush of dopamine. I feel a certain sense of power, and on game nights, I feel extra alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to make the donut!
Alex prances onto the field in his giant blue donut costume. He shoots donuts into the crowd with a t-shirt cannon. Darby skips onto the field with Alex. He takes her hand in his puffy white glove and spins her away, then back into his arms to dip her. Capri watches, arms crossed. She walks away as Darby and the donut do the kid in play. Darby sighs, rolling her eyes, then raises her arms.
Yes, we go!
Alex kneels as she does a back walkover and a back handspring away from him. She cartwheels back to him. Her eyes go wide as he picks her up. They tip over backward. Landing on top of him, she uncovers his face.
Dude.
Hello. You got some moves, huh?
Yeah, I do.
After the game, they hang out by the snack booth.
Oh, my God. I haven't laughed this hard in... I've never laughed this hard. My cheeks hurt.
Wait, your cheeks hurt?
At least the padded icing cushion your fault.
She pats his donut backside. He inadvertently takes her hand and they lock eyes.
But Darby, there's something I really wanted to tell you.
Hey, Darby, you coming to the lake?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Sorry.
Don't be. I'm dying to go take the stupid thing off anyway. But maybe we could go get a coffee next week? How about Thursday, right after school? Go to Indie Roasters downtown.
I'll be there.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Very cool.
Darby joins Todd, Taylor, Bree, and Piper.
Okay, let's take another one.
Okay, ready?
Smile! You know you don't have to talk to the mascot after the game ends, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was just seeing if I wanted to grab a coffee next week.
Could you imagine? Douglas the Donut takes you to Starbucks?
What a scandal.
Oh, my God. My uncle said we can use his house for the party.
Oh, no way.
Oh, my God, you know that giant glass house on the lake?
Wait, that's your uncle's house?
Yeah, her uncle invented that crypto banking app, MoneyGrab. It's an app that's like a bank, but instead of going to an actual bank, you go to the app and, like, grab money.
No, Bree, it's an actual bank. It's just, like, the money that isn't real. Anyway, it'll be sick for the party. Tell them how big it is.
The chandelier has a chandelier.
Yeah.
Guys, let's go to the lake.
Let's pop some tops, okay? Right?
Oh, Darby can't hang out on Friday nights, remember? Her daddy wants her home early.
But the head of the homecoming committee will be there. We can kiss her ass for a queen nomination.
It's gonna suck. You should come.
Don't you have work tonight? Yeah. Is that your whole thing?
Please.
Come on.
Come on, Harper.
Break the rules.
Come on, Harper.
Do it.
It'll be
fine.
Okay, just give me a sec. I'm gonna call my dad.
Awesome.
Okay.
Woohoo!
She fakes a phone call and talks to Capri.
Hey, can you please tell the Dettos that something came up and I can't make it tonight?
What? You're really gonna blow off the Dettos just so you can drink hard seltzer that literally tastes like strawberry shortcake's butt crack?
Come on, please. I have literally never taken a Friday off work before. We just won the game. Like, I don't feel like hanging out with dead people tonight. No offense.
Okay, well, I don't feel like hanging out with dead people either.
Then come with us.
So I can hide in the bushes like Michael Myers and watch you guys have fun? No, thank you.
Come on, Harper!
Coming! Oh, and did you hear that they're using Taylor's uncle's mansion for the party?
Great news, right?
Hey!
Yeah.
Darby hops into the convertible. In the morning, she makes her bed.
I'll go back to being a mole person after the party, but until then, fooling all the normies is actually kind of satisfying.
In the cafeteria.
Shoulders back. Head up.
Although, I won't deny that influencing has become slightly intoxicating. I mean, I had single-handedly started a fashion trend.
Half the kids wear chokers like hers. Alex holds one up, grinning.
Me. The invisible girl. The girl no one even realized existed.
Alex's smile fades as she joins the cheerleaders' table. Capri watches.
Hey, Darbs. You stoked for the game on Friday?
Darbs? Well, I'll be more stoked if you guys can score a touchdown this time.
As they take a selfie, Capri walks away. On the bleacher, she watches as the cheerleaders plan.
Okay, the tent is arriving Saturday morning. DJ Linky Dinky Dog will create a collaborative playlist on Spotify so we can all add our favorite songs. Capri's favorite songs.
Got it.
Todd is bringing the kegs, and where are we on the duck?
Oh, my mom ordered us one on Amazon. She cried when I told her your plan to release it at midnight.
It's so poetic. Genius, really.
Well, I mean, I feel like I can't take credit for that. I think it's something Capri would have come up with.
No, she really wasn't that deep.
What the? Oh, look! Look, the editor sent me the final cut of the promo. Oh, I'm gonna post it tonight.
This Saturday, Capri Donahue's Coachella-themed R.I.P. Rest in Party. Party's so epic, you'll hear it in the afterlife. Hashtag Electrocution Awareness Week. Follow us on Insta. Party on.
Capri beams.
Iconic.
Well, I have chills.
It's literally the best memorial party promo I have ever seen.
Right.
Oh my God.
Oh my god.
What? What?
They just posted homecoming queen nomination. Congrats, girl!
What?
No, that can't be right.
Oh my god, you'll totally win, especially because your party is gonna be the coolest of all time.
Mm. Oh, is it your party now? Is that what we're calling it?
My party? No, guys, it's not my party, it's Capri's party.
Totally, of course.
Yeah, right.
Not really.
Capri glares.
But I mean, it's kind of become your party. Like, it was your idea and you planned the whole thing.
No, my idea, Taylor. I planned the whole thing.
Sure. But it's all for Capri, remember?
Just tell them I'm here. I'm so sick of being invisible.
She moves Darby's notebook into Taylor's face.
Ow!
It was a bee.
Really?
It was a bee.
Did you just do that?
Yeah.
You want to go?
No, I got it. I was just buzzing around.
Okay.
You guys should go to the locker room. I'm going to warm up.
Warm up? We just finished practice.
Well, you don't make it to nationals by losing all your warmth, Bree.
You're weird. It's all right.
Mm. Right, whatever. Yeah, right. Okay, bye.
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 You're my hero.
Oh.
Piper leaves and Darby turns on Capri.
Are you trying to blow my cover?
This party is supposed to be my moment. You've hijacked it. It's all about you now.
What? No, it's not. Capri, there's literally going to be a 40-foot projection of your face in the night sky, like a friggin' bat signal.
Yeah, which the homecoming committee will probably give you credit for.
I'm not really going to be homecoming queen. It's probably just a joke, and they're going to, like, pour pig's blood on me or something.
Ew.
Look, I know it sucks for you not to be here, but there's really no need to be jealous about...
No, I'm not jealous. Don't flatter yourself. I'm sleeping at my house this week. Good luck picking out a homecoming dress without me to do it for you.
With an angry, dismissive wave, she storms off. Darby joins Gary and Mel.
What is it, Gary?
It's my buddy Mel. He came to see you Friday night. You weren't there, and he's in a bad way, Darby. You know, he says he doesn't feel right. It's unnatural. He's really ready to move on.
Okay, well, I'm not the border patrol for the afterlife. He can go on his own.
Of course he can, but see, he needs you to get a message to his kid first. He wants to tell him that he's sorry he didn't accept him as a gay.
He's not a gay. He's gay. Yes, my son Alan, he's gay. And I love him anyway, and his husband, and I think they're going to be great parents.
Like he said.
Gosh, I'm sorry I wasn't there, Mel.
Hey, great practice, Doc.
Oh, yeah, you too, dude. Come see me Friday night. I'll be there. I'll help you, okay? Promise.
Thank you, Darby.
Thank you, Darby.
At home, Darby's dad paints as she passes through on her way out.
Hey, Dad.
Hey. I take it you're not staying for dinner.
No, I gotta go to James's.
Oh. Honey, listen, I am glad that you're making friends this year. But is everything okay? I mean, you just don't seem like yourself anymore.
God, Dad, I mean, you pressure me to get a social life and then you give me crap when I have one. Make up your mind.
Okay. That's valid. But, honey, I'm just checking in on you.
No, you don't have to worry about me, okay? Fine. Really. Same old Darby. Oh, and can I get a studio lighting kit for my birthday? The lamps in my room are all, like, warm and cozy. It's gross.
Hmm.
You know? Anyway, bye!
Bye! Yep, same old Darby.
He returns to his painting. Darby rides her bike on a suburban street. Now James lounges on his bed looking over his homework.
Did you know that octopus have 3 brains?
Wrong.
They have nine. Wrong?
I mean, wrong! They have 9 brains! Come on, man, the test is next week.
Oh. Hey, look what I found the other day.
He flips through a photo album.
Look at this. Our 6th grade field trip to the planetarium.
Oh, wow. Harper and Harris.
I thought you were so cool.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, you were so different from everyone else.
She smiles softly.
It's going to be so weird to go back to school without Capri tomorrow. Did you hear about that idiotic Sweet 17 party for her?
Yeah. I think I heard someone talking about that.
Good to know Taylor, Bree, and Piper are so desperate for attention that they're willing to whore out Capri's memory to get it.
But isn't it for a good cause?
Accidental electrocution awareness? Which one of those morons came up with that?
Oh, cool treehouse.
Yeah. Wanna come check it out?
Later, they sit in a treehouse.
Well, I haven't been up here since...
He runs his thumb over a carving in the wood, J plus C, with a heart around it.
I didn't want to leave my room for months after my mom died. I felt like if I just returned to regular life and ignored the fact that she wasn't there anymore, it'd be like living a lie or something. But it does get easier. It does. And I know you can do this.
Thanks. You really get it.
She turns to us, frowning.
Why is he looking at me like that? What's going on?
He looks down, shyly.
Darby, you come to school with me tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there.
No, I mean, can I pick you up? It's gonna be tough for me to face it without Capri there, and, you know, I could really use someone by my side.
She gives an uncertain nod.
Sure, I don't see why not.
Thanks, Darby.
He reaches out to hug her. She scoots closer, awkwardly.
Your hair smells so good.
Thanks, shampoo. I gotta go, it's getting late.
Alright.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow?
Sure.
Alright, be careful on the way down.
I'll just leap down.
Need help?
No, I got it.
In the morning, Darby flosses.
It's just some environmentally conscious carpooling. You know, Capri will probably thank me for being there to support him.
I will drown you in a toilet bowl if you think for one second about dating Jane Z.
She slams the toilet shut. Later in the kitchen.
You gonna introduce me to your boyfriend?
What? Who told you that?
He points outside.
No, that's just my biology partner.
Okay, well, boyfriend, biology partner, whatever you kids call it.
James waits outside. Darby exits the house. At school, she and James enter the hall.
Time to face the music.
Okay, well, see you in bio.
Hang on. Will you walk with me?
Oh, no. Sure, James.
Students turn and stare at them as they walk.
James Harris is back.
How'd Darby Harper manage to pull him before the bell even rang on his first day back?
Are they, like, together now?
James.
A girl takes a photo.
Well, that's got to be the world's fastest rebound.
James! Welcome back, brother.
To us.
Nothing to see here, folks. Just me and James Harris. Just me and the boy Blake Sheldon called a talented guy I should have turned my chair for, who I guess has a crush on me now. Nothing out of the ordinary going on here.
James smiles at her shyly and takes her hand in his.
Capri Donahue's gonna drown me in a toilet bowl.
What?
Later, outside.
So, are you and James like a thing now?
Because everyone is saying that you made out in the hallway this morning.
No, we didn't. His hand just brushed mine for a few seconds. He's having a hard time being back without Capri.
Oh, yes. Poor James, the wounded bird.
Yeah, I would be careful. He's so codependent and definitely on the rebound, and morally, it's gross.
Totally. Capri's not even cold in her grave yet.
You guys, it was just a one-time ride to school.
Darby, you want to ride home?
No. No, thanks. I'm just gonna get my cardio in, you know?
All right, well, come by later. I wrote a song for you.
There's a song? Oh, my God.
Gotta run, you know?
She wears a short skirt.
She's running in that.
She doesn't live close.
In her bedroom.
It's Thursday. Only two more days till the party.
She flops down onto her bed.
I can lay low until...
She sits up.
Shit! It's Thursday.
On the coffee shop patio, Alex sips a coffee, looking around expectantly. Out front, Darby rides up on her bike. She peers inside through the windows. She looks up and down the street and sighs. Capri sulks on the bleachers as Mel and Gary chat.
I mean, I used to have crates of 12-inch vinyl in my den. And you could read the liner notes, you could touch them, you could feel them. But the music cloud, where is it? I don't get it.
Oh, my God, can you guys stop? I cannot believe I'm spending my junior year listening to some dead boomers talking about newspapers and typewriters and network television.
Then why don't you just make up with Darby then? I mean,
So what? She's the homeroom queen and you're not. Big deal.
That's the homecoming queen.
Thank you.
Listen, Capri, you should be very proud of yourself. You were able to pry Darby out of her shell when no one else could.
Yeah, well, now she's taking the attention and credit for my party.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, Rose, sang at my funeral. All anybody could talk about was how great Rose sounded, what a great voice Rose had at my funeral. And you know what they said about me? He's looked better.
Guys, who cares? You're dead. You're throwing a temper tantrum about a party in a dimension that you no longer exist in. Do you know how crazy that is?
Well, then what's the point? What's my purpose?
Well, you're going to find that out on the other side. I mean, listen, I have a reason to stick around. You know, I want to be with Linda. But you're so young and whip smart. You got your whole death in front of you. Why would you want to stay here and be invisible? You just have to get the heck out of here.
Capri nods.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay. She strides away.
She has a lot of electricity.
You know that's how she died, right?
Hey, Alex. Look, I'm so sorry about missing our coffee date.
It's okay. You're busy. I hear you're dating James Harris now.
Oh, no, I'm not dating James.
You could have just texted me. I was waiting like 20 minutes.
Look, I gotta go, but I really do...
Talk to you later. Right.
He walks off. Darby hurries over to Capri.
Hey, Capri. How was your dad's?
Not great. My mom turned my bedroom into her personal yoga studio.
Okay, well, I kind of want to talk to you.
Yeah, sure.
At the bleachers.
Okay, I'm glad you're here. There's something I need to tell you.
Me too. I wanted to apologize about overreacting about the party. I've decided that I am proud of our homecoming nomination. I just have to remind myself that I'm the Michelangelo behind your David, you know?
Great. Well, I have something to tell you, but before you freak out, I want you to let me explain. It's about me and...
James! Oh, he's at school today. Look at him. He's so cute. Look, he's glowing.
Okay. Capri, listen to me, okay? There's been a misunderstanding. You don't think it's funny, actually.
There you are.
He lifts her up.
I've been looking all over for you.
Too much?
What the hell is going on?
Okay, how am I gonna do this? All right, James!
I can't stop thinking about you since the other night at my place.
Did you hook up with James?
No.
I know we both felt something, and you know, yesterday when you held my hand...
You what?
No, I didn't hold your hand, you held mine.
You... What?
I felt the spark, and...
Capri shoves her around as she pretends to stretch.
Are you okay?
I'm exhausted, yeah. Woo!
I know I'm still grieving Capri, but it just felt so good to finally feel a moment of happiness again, and...
She levitates Darby and drops her behind him.
I don't think she'd want that.
No, I really don't think she would.
Sorry, James. I gotta get to class. Have a good day!
At Darby's house, Dedos wait.
Oh my god, how many times do I have to tell you? Nothing happened.
You won't admit it. Not even now.
Admit what?
Admit that you love my life so much that you want to be me.
I'm nothing like you, okay? You don't have to worry about me and James.
Oh, my God. What is this? Young and the Restless?
I'm out of here.
I'm not worried about James. He's just trauma bonding. You don't think in a million years he would actually like you, do you?
Well, that's a little harsh.
You're not even a real person. I created you. I made you. I dressed you up and told you how to act so you could be popular. But deep down, you know you're just a freak that sees dead people. Maybe that's why your mom didn't want to come and see you.
Mel enters.
Hey, ladies. It's my big bon voyage.
Everybody out! All of you!
Not optimum.
Mel and the others leave. Darby turns to Capri.
It's not my fault. Your boyfriend finds me a refreshing change of pace from a talking push-up bra who's wasted her entire life on superficial bullshit.
I built you. I can just as easily tear you down. Don't even think of going to my party tomorrow night.
Well, you forgot one vital difference between us, babe. I'm alive. I'm not spooked by some jealous dead girl stomping her feet. I'll go to that party if I damn well please. Hell, I'm the one who planned the thing.
With an ominous smirk, Capri marches out.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a little spooked by a jealous dead girl stomping her feet, and I'm definitely not going anywhere near that party tomorrow.
In the gym.
Hey, kid. What, school on Saturday? Word on the street is you had a little freak out last night. And I thought I'd check on you. I've been looking for you.
I'm sorry, but I can't talk to you anymore, Gary. I just want to be normal.
Darby, don't you think you're normal?
To clarify, I want to be the girl who doesn't talk to dead people version of normal. How about that?
Well, you know, but that's kind of what makes you you. Have you maybe talked to Capri about this? Maybe a friend your age could help you
straighten? I'm not talking to Capri. She's not my friend. She never was. She just used me like a pawn.
Well, I guess that's one way of looking at it, but... You know, but from a different point of view, maybe she's the one who, you know, opened you up to a whole new world of possibilities.
She didn't do anything for me. She's just another loser stayer who can't move on.
She stops herself, noticing Gary's reaction.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Darby.
Averting her eyes, she leaves. At home, she watches the news on TV.
After losing their daughter, Capricorn, just a month ago, more tragedy strikes the Donahue residence. The police are asking anyone with knowledge of the arson attack to come forward.
A headline reads, Hot Yoga, Fire and Yoga Studio of Deceased Cheerleader.
Hey, sweetie, dinner's ready.
I'll get it.
James?
Can you take a drive with me, please?
They speed away in his little sports car.
I'm freaking out right now. This is gonna sound crazy, but I feel like Capri is communicating with me. Like today, her picture fell off my dresser and... No, the TV turned on without me even touching it, and it was playing the news story about the party tonight, and I swear it happened.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
It's been a rough day. This grief stuff comes and waves.
He glances at her with teary eyes.
Also, I'm sorry, Darby. I don't think I'm ready to be in a relationship.
Oh, thank God that you told me that, because I was thinking something else was happening.
But I hope we can... still be friends.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, James. I appreciate your honesty. My heart will go on.
She turns to us.
I can't believe we fake dated and I for real got broken up with.
At the party, she hurries after James.
This is not good. This is very not good. James, I thought you were protesting this. Taylor, Piper, and Bree are using Capri's death to up their social status. It's sick, remember?
I don't care about them. Hey, I want to say goodbye to Capri.
Well, well, if it isn't the happy couple.
I'm here for Capri. Hey, not to promote myself or the guys of some bogus awareness campaign.
Sure, it's not to ruin another party with an acoustic guitar.
You mean the bogus awareness campaign your new girlfriend came up with?
What? This was your idea?
Not that she bothered to dress up.
Mm-mm. The theme is Coachella, not Stagecoach.
No! I mean, not technically... Look, I can explain the car, but we should go now.
Darby, it's not cool that the two of you came here together. Capri would be so pissed.
Fireworks spray sparks and Bree frantically tries to blow them out. They flee and Darby looks around.
Really? You're gonna go full poltergeist on a keg party? Wow, Capri.
Alex stands nearby.
Must be the electrocution awareness part of the festivity.
Alex? What are you doing here?
You know, I'm never going to pass on a free drink and a chance to see the party's latest Coachella fashion trends. Sorry. Sure, I don't want to be seen talking to the weirdo donut kid. Cool now. Have a good night, Darby.
He walks off.
Wait, no. No, I mean, I'm a weirdo too. Or at least... I used to be.
Wearing extravagant costumes, teens chug beer and mingle. Capri's face is projected on a huge screen, blowing kisses. Darby weaves through, ducking a beer pong ball. She runs up the stairs past Todd.
Hey, what's up, dog? You all good?
Yeah, have you seen James?
I think he went upstairs. But look, James looked kind of bummed, dog.
James sits with a Ouija board as Darby approaches.
James. Hey, James.
She's here. She's really here.
Who's here? I don't see anyone. Look, this is just a stupid game, okay? It doesn't work.
She folds it shut and it springs open. Capri sits in a hanging chair nearby.
Hi, bitch.
It's okay, don't be scared. It's her. She's trying to tell me something. I know she's here.
She sits beside him. Darby closes the board.
I think it's about you.
You know, it'd be a lot easier if you just came clean and told everyone what a freak you are.
The board shoots out of Darby's hands and floats midair. With a chin flick, Capri shoots it over the crowd. Darby turns to Capri wide-eyed and runs off. The board flaps like a bird. Darby chases it, followed by James and Taylor.
Is someone flying a freaking drone in my uncle's house?
Dude, they hire a magician?
James, what is going on?
I'd hold off on preparing that homecoming queen speech. I don't think you're going to test too well in the polls after this.
Capri blows a kiss, drifting in the pool on a llama floaty. Wires spark and flame. The pointer moves on the board.
Is anyone else seeing this too?
Is this a drama club thing or something?
I'm scared. Let's get out of here. Capri? This is freaky.
Capri drops the board at Darby's feet.
Okay, cut the shit. You're scaring people.
I told you not to come here.
Darby, you can see her.
Who? Okay, fine. You win. What do you want?
Surprise me.
Darby climbs onto the stage.
Oh, no.
Darby.
Oh, she's up there.
Okay.
Oh, no. That's happening. Cool.
Hey, guys. Guess what? I'm a freak of nature who can see dead people.
Whoa,
I'm only popular because the ghost of Capri Donahue molded me into her image. I'm just a puppet.
Yeah, I'm loving this narrative. Keep going.
She told me what to wear and what to say and how to act in order to make friends. And it worked. She instilled confidence in me when I had none. I was just an insecure hater who hid in the corner, judging all of you for just being normal teenagers. But, I mean, none of us are normal, really. We're all flawed and insecure and beautiful and ugly. You're not I ugly. Couldn't see that from inside my closed-minded shell. Capri changed that. Capri was special. And I'm...
Taylor gestures for her to wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Just a freak show.
She hurries off.
Hey, Ghost Cheerleader, can you, like, turn the music back on?
All right, posers, put your motherfucking hands up!
Piper starts the music. Capri wears a solemn look. James looks around and Alex frowns. A young man in his underwear cannonballs into the pool. Daytime, Darby's bike lies on the grass outside her house. Inside, she lights incense in her bedroom. A red X covers her office hours sign. A skull-shaped candle goes out. Darby folds the clothes she made from her mom's wardrobe and packs them in a box. She adds a framed photo of her and her mom, and the one of her mom atop the cheerleader pyramid. As she's closing the lid, she stops and picks up the photos. At school, Darby stops in a hallway and turns to us.
You'd think the ghost of a dead cheerleader crashing her own party would result in total chaos, but people like to find an explanation for the inexplicable.
I'm telling you, dude, someone laced the keg with Molly. Brody told me.
There are magnets attached to the bottom of the Ouija board.
I saw them when it flew over my head.
And others seem to simply ignore what they cannot understand.
You missed an epic party, bro. You hear what happened? Coop streaked the crowd and cannonballed into the pool.
In the cafeteria.
In the span of a month, I'd gone from invisible to queen bee to social poison.
Piper runs a corn dog across her neck in a threatening manner.
She totally lost her shit.
on social media.
Oh my god, that is all Facetune.
You pretend to see dead people.
Hashtag cancel Darby Harper.
Gary avoids eye contact with Darby.
The phrase, I wouldn't be caught dead with you, has never been more accurate.
An aerial view shows the ocean beyond a cluster of houses. In her bedroom, Darby looks at the photo of her and Capri as kids.
It's so weird to admit it now, but you're my best, my only friend.
Oh, come on. You don't want to hurt Gary's feelings now, do you?
You're still here?
Yeah. After you left the party, I realized I shouldn't have forced you to become someone else just so I could have a stupid party. Sorry.
Yeah, it was a pretty stupid party. But, hey, at least I got a cool pet out of it.
A white dove sits in a cage.
I named it Capricorn.
God, I can't believe I acted like some kind of pathetic, attention-seeking haunter. Flying around, scaring high schoolers. Ugh. I know James is a mess. He sits in front of a Ouija board all day and lays out cookies at night like I'm Santa Claus or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've totally blown it with the guy I actually do like.
Wait, what?
I never got coffee with the donut.
Capri frowns.
The guy you called social suicide?
Oh, God. Don't listen to me. Or Taylor, or Bree, or Piper. We're full of shit. You're the one who should decide who and what you like.
I'm digging this woke Barbie vibe.
Thanks. She's new.
How are you feeling about moving on?
I'm so ready. I've already confronted my worst fear, being in the same outfit for more than a week. Anyway, I felt pretty terrible about what I said about your mom the other night, and it made me realize how selfish I've been all these years. So I did some asking around, and...
Capri gestures.
Hi, Darby.
Darby's mom stands behind her.
You did stay.
Yes.
But you never...
I never wanted to leave you. I tried to move on, but... I wanted to make sure that you'd be okay. And open up your heart to people again. Living people.
Darby scoffs tearfully.
And you have. You're my unfinished business, Darby.
Smiling proudly, she strokes her daughter's cheek. Outside.
Do you believe in reincarnation? I was pretty fortunate in this life, so I figure in the next one I'll level up and be the next Meghan Markle or something.
They stand on the school grounds facing the ocean.
Promise you'll look after James and let him know that I moved on.
I promise. Thank you for forcibly, and at times somewhat violently, pushing me out of my cocoon.
You are definitely the coolest, most specialist person I've ever met.
Right back at you, seriously.
Obviously.
They look at the setting sun peeking over the water. Their eyes meet and they nod. Capri takes a deep breath and walks forward. She rises into the air, arms lifted and head thrown back. Darby smiles and shakes her head at the dramatic pose. Capri waves.
Bye, bitch.
Capri closes her eyes and particles of light dance around her. She snaps her fingers and dissolves into sparks. Darby smiles softly. Now Darby walks down a hall at school.
You know, I don't consider high school to be so torturous anymore. My fake boyfriend turned out to be a real friend.
James and Darby joke around with Todd.
I stayed in cheer. It makes me feel closer to a couple pretty important people.
A white dove stands on a memorial statue of Capri.
Hey, Darby.
She joins him on the bleachers.
Hey, Gary.
Been a while.
Listen, I want to apologize for the way I behaved.
What are you talking about? What are you kidding me? Come on, this stuff can get pretty confusing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you know, they took Linda to hospice. She doesn't have long.
Gary, that's fantastic news.
I know. Now we can finally blow this pop stand and be together again.
They share a warm smile.
Oh, shoot. I feel horrible about never delivering that message from Al.
Oh.
Do you know where Sam lives?
That's okay. The donut took care of that.
The what?
The donut.
What do you...
Hey, Gary. Looking good.
Thanks.
Alex approaches.
See ya.
Take it easy, man.
What? Wait, you can see him too?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
I tried. My first day here, I saw you talking to Gary, but that's something you just blurt out. And I tried to get you someplace private to tell you when you didn't show up.
Right. Well, but how?
I was in a coma last year after a pretty bad car accident. When I woke up, I became really good friends with the guy in the bed next to me, only to realize he had died 2 days earlier.
Wow.
The head shrinker said it was a psychotic hallucination. My parents freaked out, took me out of school. I got so good at pretending not to see the dead that the dead didn't even know I could see them. You know, helping Mel cross over, it was like, finally, this curse felt like it could be a gift.
Yeah, wow. Look, I just need a second.
To us.
I can't believe this. I mean, I've never been able to talk to anyone about this. Well, anyone that's living, anyway. Except you, but you're not really here. You're wherever you are.
Who are you talk? Oh.
Alex waves to us.
Hi.
Wait, you can see them, too?
Yeah, sure. I see them, and I see them. And I see you, Darby Harper.
They share a smile.
Well, I'm reopening my business and currently taking applications.
Well, I was an assistant manager at Jamba Juice.
Wow, impressive. Reason for leaving?
Oh, got committed to a psych ward for seeing dead people.
You're hired.
It's a date.
Alex moonwalks away as the cheerleaders pass.
Oh, God.
That practice killed me.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I got a date with the donut.
Yeah, you do?
Nice.
So sweet.
I love you.
Bree and Taylor stare at Piper. Darby chuckles. At home, Darby looks at family photos on a wall. She joins her dad, who sits at the kitchen table with a box in front of him.
Hey, what's that?
That is a light kit for your videos, so you can get your glamour on.
Oh. Thanks, Dad. You're the best. But you can return it, though. I'm not making those videos anymore.
Why not?
Mostly because social media makes us feel insecure about the way we look for the sole purpose of selling us stuff we don't need.
Oh, now that is the Darby Harper that I know. So, are you going out with your friends for dinner tonight?
Actually, I was thinking maybe we could order pizza and share stories.
Later, Darby and her dad sit on the living room couch watching home movies of Darby and her mom projected on the wall.
Woken from my
I'm
haunted.
They bounce on a trampoline together, and Darby's mom pushes her on a swing. They roast marshmallows. Darby's mom blows on Darby's flaming marshmallow. They play on a slide. Darby watches her dad as he gazes at the video, mesmerized. Darby's mom waves at the camera. Darby sees her mom now standing near the projection on the wall, watching with them. She turns to Darby, smiling. Darby and her mom share a heartfelt and knowing nod. The projected images dance over her mom. Closing her eyes with a peaceful smile, Darby's mom dissipates into a mist of glowing specks. Darby snuggles up next to her dad. In the video, Darby's mom teaches her to ride a bike. Darby's dad points at the video as young Darby and her mom both give an enthusiastic thumbs up. Words appear. Friday night, sometime in the future.
Am I living?
At home, Darby greets a long line of deados. As she settles down at her desk, Alex brings her a pile of papers and kisses her cheek. They both glance at us.
Get a room. And I'm getting older.
On the roof just above their heads, a white dove preens its feathers. Behind the house, the sun hangs low over the ocean. Its light creates a reflective trail on the surface of the water extending to the horizon. Credits appear. Look up into the sky, find the sun on a cloudy day. Images of characters and objects appear and dissipate into glowing particles. I'm wise, I'm by this feeling of a child that I can't shake. And I'm getting older with every memory I make. Now that I'm older, with these moments, will I live for them or just throw them away? Wait. Does your mama always say, look up into the sky, find the sun? this film has been described by Pixelogic Media, voiced by Jackson Caloris.